Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationships to the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing program, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose, will start April 3rd, and to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with your destiny. You can connect with me at blueprintofyoursoul.com and check my special on my numerology chart, and also you can get into my newsletter by downloading a free chapter of my book. And that address, again, is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. And on that site also, you can get into the mentoring program to get into my healing, new healing program. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. My guest today is Inna Segar, and our topic today is Discover the Secret Language of Your Body. Inna Segar is the creator of Visionary Intuitive Healing and the best-selling award-winning author of The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness, and The Secret Language of of Color Cards. She is an internationally recognized healer, professional speaker, author, and television host. Inna clients include doctors, CEOs, healthcare professionals, actors, and sports personalities. Inna is a gifted healer and a pioneer in the field of energy, medicine, and human consciousness. She can see illness and block in person's body by intuitive means, explain what is occurring, and guide people through self-healing processes. When Inna was a teenager, she suffered from severe back pain, which continued to deteriorate despite visits to doctors, chiropractors, and other healthcare professionals. By her early 20s, Inna's pain was so intense for a few weeks that she was barely able to walk. And in an incredible twist of fate, Inna, while meditating, discovered an unusual way of communicating with her body by tuning into her back and releasing all the pain and negative emotions. She was able to heal herself. Inna Segar travels worldwide leading visionary intuitive healing programs. She has dedicated herself to assisting others in their journey of self-healing and empowerment. Her practice healing technique, healing frequency, and internet presence and radio and television appearances are changing the lives of millions of people all around the world. Now, before we get started, I want to share with you the call number with you all. Today, Inna and I would like to connect with you. Inna, you can ask any question you'd like to ask Inna today. And you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. And the number again is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of transformationtalkradio.com website. Inna Segar, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
Very good. I found what you do is fascinating. Your story is fascinating to me. And how did you heal yourself before you start before you getting into that type of work?
Well, Joseph, it was a combination of different things. Firstly, I was in pain for many years, like from when I was just a child, really, and a teenager, with back pain, as you just read, with digestive problems. And my turning point really came when I was about 20, and I remember waking up one day and just in agony, and my back was so twisted, and and when I say waking up, it was like it had been for a long time getting to that position, and I had seen so many people and just really not knowing what to do except to go to see a chiropractor. And when I went to the chiropractor's office, he looked at me and he told me that my body was stuck. And I said to him, yes, I know that part. What are you going to do about that? Because my attitude was that somebody else, you know, knew more than me and could help me heal. Mm-hmm. And he actually just looked at me and said, nothing, your body wants to be stuck, go home. So on the way home, I was so angry, but in that anger, I also understood the truth of what he had said, which is that I didn't really know how to communicate with my body, and, you know, my body wanted to be stuck for this moment, and it was I who had to find out what was going on. So when I got home, I made a really strong decision that I was going to heal myself, even if I didn't know how to do it, but there was no other option. And I started by breathing really deeply and going with the pain rather than against the pain, which is actually quite hard to do when you are in a lot of pain. But I wanted to really connect with my body. I placed my hands on my back. You know, I started counting backwards from 30 just because I didn't know what else to do. And then as I was counting backwards, it occurred to me to ask if there is anything divine out there, and if there is, then I wanted help. And I said, I want this help now. And I didn't really expect much, I actually had the experience of this warmth go through my body. And also because I had my eyes closed, I kept seeing gold light. So I was like, okay, that's great. And then I said, okay, I want to see in my back. And again, without really expecting anything, all of a sudden it kind of felt like somebody put a light switch on, and I started to see all these, as if I had x-ray vision, and I saw my back and my spine and all my vertebrae and the inflammation and where the twist was. And so at that point I said, well, why do I have this? So I started asking this, you know, different questions, and such as like, you know, is that, you know, do I have certain beliefs? And I realized that my point of view on life was quite negative and limiting, and, you know, it was based on not having enough and survival, and also just not believing that I could do what I wanted to do, and loss. And then I had, and then I said, well, what about different emotions that I'm feeling? And there was a lot of rejection that happened from when I was a child, and when we came from to Australia from Russia, and I couldn't speak English, and all sorts of things. And then I said, well, what else is there, you know? And I became conscious of, you know, the fact that your back is all about support. And when I was growing up in my family, that was the thing that, you know, was often missing, because my parents were always struggling with money and they were fighting, and I never knew, you know, whether my parents would stay together or what would happen. And so there was always, you know, this feeling of like lack of support and lack of, you know, knowingness of what will happen. And then I also said, well, you know, are there any other aspects, you know, in terms of my ancestry? And I started to reflect on my grandparents and the fact that both of them had lost a lot of members of their families when they were really young, including my grandmother, who lost her mother, and seven of her brothers and sisters when she was 13, and survived the war for many years on her own, and never really talked about it. it was dangerous, you know, until she finally came to Australia. And, and then I also realized that I was one of the people who it was kind of like I had a sign in my head that said, if you have a problem, come and talk to me. And
We're going to continue just a little bit after our break because we have to go to small commercial. I found it fascinating what you're saying because I went to saw some experience of that while back. And we'll just stay tuned. If you would like to give us a call, it's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back after this short message.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Inna Segal. And Inna, you were talking about your experience on how you healed yourself. And I found that really fascinating. And how people can be able to, many people from my own experience with healing, and I've been doing the mental, emotional, and even the physical at one point in my life. And there is some people they heal and some people they don't. Is there any reason from your side for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are a lot of different aspects that, you know, make someone heal and someone don't. I think one of the big issues is definitely their you know, their attitude, their belief systems, you know, how deep they're willing to go in terms of transforming their wellness. And, you know, often that includes quite, depends on what it is. You know, for some people it includes really small adjustments and just, you know, changes where they have a little, you know, more time, listen to their bodies. You know, a lot of people have been doing processes from my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, and emailing me that just doing the processes has helped them enormously. Other people actually have to make a huge life change, meaning including their diet, including how they, you know, their work, often their relationships. So, you know, and it can be very challenging to do, and they might not be prepared for it. Also, they might not understand all the different aspects that they need to work on in terms of connecting to their bodies, because, you know, we are multidimensional beings, and we have, you know, the physical body, and then we have different energy bodies, including the emotional, the mental, and the etheric, and so on. And so I think, you know, there is a lot of things to explore. And then, you know, there's obviously karma and an aspect where maybe part of their karmic journey is that they have, you know, a particular experience in life and they don't heal.
Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with the way we think about things, how we negate things, how we contradict even things that we want to have. And what I learned, like when you're telling your story earlier, how you healed yourself, is basically you made a decision to do it. You took that decision and you take the action. And I believe this is where most people fail of doing, you know. They like to be healed, but they never take any actions with it. They never try anything. They never do anything about it, which is, I found it interesting. You told me earlier you're coming to New York next week, I believe, right? How people can be in touch with you, or if somebody wants to see you in New York even?
They can either email me at inasiegel.com or, not email me, look up my website, Inna Siegel, so that's INNASEGAL.com, or they can also go to in-light-events.com and book into different events I'm doing. So I'm doing a two-day workshop actually in April, and I'm teaching people how to really connect to their bodies, to receive messages, and how to work on things in a very deep way, how to understand ancestral memories and cellular memories and adjust them, which is incredible in terms of healing. And I have done so many of these workshops around the world, not many in the US, but many around the world. And, you know, people who've been in a lot of pain often just tell me how within just doing the workshop, within those 2 days, you know, so much changes. Sometimes they have no pain at all afterwards. They have the tools. And I think this is what, you know, you were saying, what we really need is not just to want somebody else to do it for us, because that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or it can be helpful, but it's really, you know, we have to learn how to do it ourselves. And then, you know, it becomes an investment in our whole, like, life and reality. So it's really, really powerful, you know, to learn how to do it. And people can also get my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, from Amazon, and start to explore different processes. But if they are in New York area, I think, you know, it's just a fantastic opportunity to, you know, to really learn how to do this in a very deep way.
And if somebody want to take that workshop, because I found it fascinating myself. Now, how many days is that, and do they get out of that workshop, for example?
The workshop is 2 days, so it's Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And I think it's on the 14th and 15th of April, if I'm correct. And in terms of, you know, we'll learn things like connecting to our divine healing intelligence, working with that. We learn how to actually communicate with the body. So I guide people and I give them a lot of different exercises on connecting to the body. I also explain a lot about the nervous system and how your nervous system is actually your teacher and also your student. And, you know, we're all talking about reprogramming the mind, but actually we have to work on reprogramming the nervous system, and that creates often the biggest, you know, transformation in terms of healing. And also, you know, I teach people about processes to work with their emotions, to open their hearts, you know, and I've just checked, it's actually 13th and 14th of April, and it's 10 till 5, and, you know, it's really, really powerful, just because, you know, you let go of so much. And I find that in workshops, as opposed to things like one-on-one healings, you actually release so much more because you are working with so many different people, and our nervous systems are always copying each other. So, you know, if somebody else is working on a particular emotion, even if I'm not, it helps me as well. And so I feel like in that sense we're helping each other. And then, you know, I really encourage people to create a community, because that's really powerful when you can work together with other people and help each other. So, you know, it's amazing. And then next week I'm also, like I said, in New York, and I'm doing different events that are shorter, like, you know, and there's an event at Namaste Bookshop, and I think there's one almost every night except Friday. So, and all of this is definitely on my website, like I said, innasegal.com, innasegal.com, and also in-light-events.com, where you can actually book in.
Well, from my side, I'm always fascinated with this type of work, because I found we have the capacity to heal ourselves, and we do less of that. We depend on other people most of the time, but we still have the power to do that, because I believe in our healing guidance. We have all. I work with my guides in doing the healing, and now I started working with the psychosomatic therapy, which I believe it's a lot also to how the body function from working with the chakra in the body. So recommend that everybody check Inna when she's going to be in New York. This is an opportunity to see her. She's coming all the way from Australia. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can always go to my website, blueprintofyoursoul.com. And I have my new healing program that find your authentic peace with the past and live with purpose. And this is starting in April 3rd. You just need to click on the mentoring program and just give me your information, and I will take you into that program. Now, if you like to give us a call, you like to ask Inna a question or myself, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and when we come back, I'd like to ask Inna something about the nervous system, because she's talked about the nervous system. I'd like to ask her something about that just when we come back after this short break.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information, and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, Mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone line is officially opened, and we'd love to for you to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Ina Segal, and Ina is talking about in the show. It was an interesting show. If you haven't seen it, I recommend to listen to the recording after. Discover the secret language of your body. Now, Ina, during your talk earlier, you mentioned about the nervous system. And what you mean by the nervous system, reprogramming the nervous system, something of that nature?
Yeah, what I was talking about is that often people are focusing on changing their mind, which is really important, and you know, we definitely need to know how to do that. But at the same time, from a lot of experience, I noticed that the system in the body, where which is the communication system, is the nervous system. And so in order for us to actually get the best results, we need to work together with the nervous system and reprogram it so that it actually gives different messages to the body and allows the body to heal. Because the nervous system is always receiving information from the outside world, as well as from within, and it's sending messages to all the organs inside our bodies. So we really have to, discover how to work with it so that it can, literally start to send new messages to the body so that it can actually work a lot better. I'm always encouraging people and saying, like, even if you're well, you still, like, we want to have a life of wellness, and you still need to work with your immune system, work with your nervous system, just to, to continue and to prevent a lot of the, possible problems inside the body. So this is one of the things I talk a lot about and teach.
Okay, and to me, personally, I found it fascinating. I'm going to try to see if I can fit your event in April in my schedule. I will look into it. Now, how can people communicate with their body and receive messages?
Okay, well, you know, firstly, we have to wake the body up. And so one of the ways to do that is to move your body, whether it's just to, you know, to shake it, to, you know, to kind of get the circulation going. And this is one of the things I find, is that a lot of people, their bodies are numb because they don't know how to, you know, like they suppress. When you can wake your body up, then place your hands, let's say, if you can, on the part of your body where you need to, you know, ask some information, breathe deeply and slowly into that area, and then actually ask questions like, you know, if there was a thought pattern that was stored here, what would it be? If there were emotions, what would they be? You know, if there was a memory, what would that be? And as you get those, you know, again, allowing the time to have the answers, you know, you start to create that connection with the body, and then you start to have more of an understanding, oh, you know, my body needs rest. You know, it could be as simple as that. Or, you know, even with food, I need to be really conscious of what I eat, you know, and ask my body, is this good for me?
Mm-hmm. And how does releasing the stuck or painful emotion or even help you to lose weight can be done through your system?
Well, with emotions, you know, I use different processes with people. I'm really big on using music in terms of actually connecting to different emotions and bringing them up. Definitely using breath. I also use processes from my book, you know, for each different emotion where I'm guiding people to connect, to acknowledge their emotion, you know, and then to let it go. I also, at times, depending on what it is, I might get people to move their bodies when they're, you know, if the emotion is anger, for instance, you need to be a lot more, you can't actually release anger just from thinking about it. You have to move your body, you know. So I get people to really, you know, work with movement, to work with breath, touch at different points. We might tap on a particular point or just massage it. Because I realize that, you know, we have, like I mentioned, we have different energy bodies, and a lot of people work with their mental body to release feelings, but it doesn't actually go deep enough. Whereas, you know, my intention is to really get people to work with their emotional bodies so that they can really cleanse them, because the emotional body is completely connected to your immune system and your lymphatic system. So when you can work with that, then it just, things change in your life as well. It's like you let go. So, but there are a lot of processes in my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, as well. And in terms of stuckness as well, it's like, I always look at things, you know, if you're stuck, then it means that there is an aspect of your life that's stuck, so we need to recognize it. And recognition is a huge part of where in my body, which part, what's going on. And then also, you know, we can work with energy, movement. The other thing that I teach a lot about is changing your point of view. And so when we can change, you know, where we are stuck and move to a different point of view, this is again where possibilities, new possibilities arise. And what I teach is really easy. I really wanted people to do it, so I tried to make it as simple as possible, but yet as deep and as effective as possible. And because I have that ability to see into other people's bodies, I would test this in lots of different countries to see what, you know, what would actually work and what would be the difference.
Okay. And so why intuition is important in your work now? What makes a difference here?
It's huge because, you know, I feel like we actually have both internal and external guidance system, and an intuition for me is more of an internal system where your body gives you messages, where, you know, you get feelings and it's like this knowings, and it's like it's repetitive. And then there's obviously the external intuition, which is when we get messages from the outside, when we're asking for, you know, the universe to help us to have guidance and so on. And then we start to become conscious of what's going on. And it's, you know, it's really powerful to, again, receive, to know this is a sign, this is a message, you know. And often I say to people, one of the things you need to do is to be asking, you know, on a daily basis for help and support, and over time you start to create this energetic connection and awareness that yes, this can work, this can, you know, can happen.
Okay.
Like, and see synchronicities.
And again, if you can let listeners to know how to get in touch with you and your website, share with them your information.
Yeah, so my website is innasegal.com, and that's INNASEGAL.com. And then the website for the events in America is in-light-events.com.
Okay, and is your work, for example, do you do like a session with somebody, or you just need to come to the program?
At this point, I don't actually do sessions. There are people who I've taught who do, but to actually work with me, you have to come to the workshop.
Okay, and how long does it take for somebody, if I have a problem right now physically or whatever, and any of the listeners is listening and wondering about that, how long it takes to heal?
I think it's, you know, it really depends on what it is. I mean, I've had people who've come into workshops and have had physical problems for a really long time, including, you know, migraines and you know, back pain and digestive problems and things like that, and have had incredible results just from coming to the workshop and having, you know, a huge healing there, and lots of miracle type healings as well. And then there are other people who, you know, they actually need to continue. And I mean, I do encourage everybody to continue. So, you know, it can take weeks, it can take months. It depends what it actually is and how much you're willing to give time, in terms of time, in terms of energy and belief.
I guess it depends on how long, how much it is your way, how much you're stuck into your way of letting go, having a hard time to let go or move in your life the way I see it. Because from the way I perceive things, basically we all have to work according to our own way, but as long as our own way doesn't take the way in our work to work on ourselves, to heal ourselves, to move forward in our life. So I still find it interesting the way you're doing it, and it's something might be interesting for me to look into it, and it's something good to do. So we're gonna go on a short break, and I'd like to ask Ina when she come back. We come back from the break about color healing, and to give us a little bit about color healing before we end our show today. And
okay,
we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You are listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guest today is Inna Segal. And Inna, how can people use color healing for everything from stress release, weight loss, to super boosting their energy, to pain relief?
Well, each color, you know, has an energy, a vibration, and a particular quality that it helps with. And the way that I teach people color healing is to actually get them to rub their hands together for about 30 to 40 seconds and then to place their hands just slightly apart and visualize a particular color, you know, and then start to work with that color, you know, so that they can literally feel the energy of the color. And often I'll get them to do, you know, to feel the energy of red first and then the energy of blue and to become aware of how different they are. So in terms of particular colors, you know, red is one of the best colors to work with in terms of circulation, in terms of pain relief, weight loss. You know, it's a color that re-energizes the body. So for anyone who is depressed, it's a really, really powerful color to get the system going. Then, you know, there are colors like green, which is fantastic for the nervous system, for healing a broken heart, for bones, for tissue repair, and just in general for relaxation and rejuvenation of the body. Then, you know, we might use blue to relax the body, to protect ourselves from picking up energy from other people. It's really good for cleansing and, you know, great for the skin. Yellow is really fantastic for the digestive system, for clarity. Again, also helps with weight loss, for thinking in a clear way, for detoxification of the body. Orange is fantastic for anything related to the lungs, and, you know, also for different aspects that are connected to emotions that we that are stuck in the body. So we would use orange to access certain cellular memories and clear them. So it's quite, you know, colors are really, really powerful in just helping the body regenerate and, you know, to change the actual vibration of whatever we're going through. So, and they're so easy to do, and, you know, like, can take 30 seconds to do during the day, and just something even as simple as that can change your health and your and how you function through the day and release stress.
So the color has to be like something you wear or something in your environment?
It's a combination, you know. I do encourage people to, like, stop wearing black, for instance, or break it up, because, you know, whatever you wear actually touches your skin, and your skin is one of the big, well, it's the biggest organ in your body, which means that that color is being sent through to your, into your skin and into, you know, your lymphatic system and into, you know, your whole bloodstream. So wearing colors, eating particular food with, you know, which are connected to certain color, you know, which are colorful, is really helpful. Visualizing colors, having particular colors in your environment, all of that has a huge impact.
It does, because I use it from the perspective of the color, the colors or the food, whatever you eat. I use it through numerology and see what vibration that can create for somebody is touching it or eating it at that moment. So before we end our show, can you give for the last time your information and everything for somebody to connect with you?
Yeah, so my website is Inna, so Inna, Segal, Segal.com. And people can also email me at info@innasegal.com, or to book the different tickets, they can go to in-light-events.com and, come to some of the workshops and explore.
That should be a fun workshop eventually. If you are in New York or surrounding New York, it should be a fun thing to take. And it's a new wellness way. As I call it, it's a new frontier healing, you know. So it is it's a new frontier to touch base more into your body and into your body, mind, and spirit. And thank you very much, Inna, for being with us and sharing
thank
such
you.
Great information today. And maybe we can connect another time. And want to leave the my website for the one interested in my healing program that is coming up in April 3rd, which is called Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose. And that program is going to be a one-year program. The healing work, the authentic peace from the past, is only going to take within that one-year program is only 10 weeks. So we're not. It's not about the healing. It's about where to get you to the purpose and where to live your destiny and enjoy your life from the perspective of seeing your life from the big picture instead of seeing it only from the experiences that you went through in life, and start living your soul purpose instead of just dwelling over the experiences, because you're here to do something. Everybody has something to do into this lifetime. Everybody is important to do whatever they need to do or have in life. It is time for everybody to start taking action, making changes in life, cutting what they need to cut, and starting a new phase in their life, because the energy is also helping them in doing that. So it is very important to start taking it from those perspective and move forward in life. So if you're interested in that program, you can always reach me at blueprintofyoursoul.com and check the mentoring program, just send me the information that your information that you're interested, and I can connect with you and we talk about the program, how it's going to be going. It starts on April 3rd. So the website again is blueprintofyoursoul.com. And I want to thank again my guest today, Inna Segal, for sharing such great, great information. And I recommend that you take a look at her workshop if you are into the New York area. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. I look forward to hear from you and with my next guest next week. And right after me will be Elizabeth Cox, and stay with the station and continue your journey with us today. And I will see you next week and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Advent Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
Stop.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.